flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Here it is. It's only short-sleeved. It is salmon. There was, not a lot of help at Boscov's over there in Plymouth Meeting.
It highlights your... Wait, hold on. Hold on a sec.
Yeah, what's the matter here?
It looks really good on you, the color, but fashion faux pas, Dom.
What, have any other one?
What the heck are you wearing under? You can't wear a shirt under a shirt.
I don't have a changing room here. I'm not going to do the whole thing. And we need a changing room here out here for this.
YouTube.com/at12.
It's short sleeve. Maybe I would have done
the color really highlights you well.
Conference room? You could have used that.
It's not... I don't know what the Odyssey protocols are around that stuff. That's all we need.
It looks very nice. Got to say. Good call.
All right.
On the ranch.
I'll just wear it. Thank you. Yeah, ladies on the ranch, you can give us the review.
Yeah, what are you wearing pants-wise? You were just wearing jeans with it?
Yeah, I still have jeans.
I think you wear some khakis with it, maybe a brown belt.
Oh, I would never wear the khakis. Yeah. Wait a minute, Dan. You
got to wear some khakis. Oh.
Henry, are you a khaki?
Totally.
Where? Oh,
totally.
My God.
More than jeans.
Well, I don't know. That's
something about the khaki is just, the Dockers, the whole thing.
I think it was something that, going to Catholic school my whole life. I had to wear them. So I think
they don't look good with anything, really.
You don't think so?
I've never seen anybody in khakis, a guy in khakis, where I go, wow, that looks like something I would. No, they're kind of baggy. They're discolored.
Well, that's why you get some, skinny fitted khakis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they're uncomfortable. See, that's the thing.
How about a khaki suit? Would you ever wear a khaki suit?
No, I do have have the black jeans at home. As you suggested, I wore them once, and it just these are uncomfortable. the comfort.
Gotta break them in.
I think of the khakis and I think of Tucker Carlson. I know Roger Stone put him on his best dress list, but no. The wasp look is not so good.
I hope they're chiropractors out there on the ranch because they say, this works for us. Please come by so we can adjust you. Hot flashes, hot flashes.
What the heck is that? Do you think they're trolling us? These are really women there.
I don't know. I think they're out on the ranch. I think they might just be having too much fun with this at this point.
Well, no, they're having a lot of fun. We want to add that the YouTube part of this.
Michael Cooper says, I was thinking you were going to have a golf shirt, like a polo, but I like the short sleeve dress shirt. The tan khakis would look good with that.
Okay.
Well, Sue says, looks great. Sans the black shirt underneath. I agree, Sue. It looks ridiculous.
I like the use of the word sans, S-A-N-S. That's a touch of class.
Yeah.
I like the color.
Very niche word.
Yeah, the color's kind of right, but they only had short sleeves. Go figure. I mean, we're in Boscov's men's apartment. We're not shopping Rodeo Drive here, trying to get this on Saturday in the middle of snowstorms and everything else.
Did you have to ask a person to help you find one?
We asked.
And were they asking why specifically salmon? Why are you so dead set on the color salmon?
They didn't seem to. They started showing me red and all that. So it was a frustrating day. We were going to see.
So you're like, no, that is not salmon. Well, I need actual salmon.
We were going to see MJ the Musical. I don't know if you've ever had this happen. And somehow or another, they only transcribe one ticket, not the other, to my wallet. And the fight was on.
Uh-oh.
They made good
on
it.
You went to go see Michael Jackson the Musical?
Yeah, Ro wanted to. It was a birthday,
that
Christmas.
That is not something I would expect Dom Giordano to spend.
Well, it's Ro. It's Ro.
Would you ever expect that, Henry?
When he said MJ the Musical, I thought he meant Jordan at first.
So. Of course, your mind is worth. It was $517, and that was only a mid-range seat for the two.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. So it's not arriving. Everybody told me, it's just a glitch. It'll arrive there 7:30 on Saturday morning. Didn't. Got on the phone with everybody in their team is hunting down the other ticket. The clock is ticking. We're doing that. So we had a better time, but it was all day.
Did you miss the entire Jackson 5 portion of the play?
Yeah, we didn't see any of it.
You didn't see any of the MJ play? Did you get a refund on your tickets?
Yes.
Okay.
They got it the next, so they're reputable, but I was, I don't know how many possible threats I made, but I
feel so bad that Ro didn't get to see your Michael Jackson.
Well, we went to lunch. I made up for it, but left little time to get the shirt. So that's the result. I'm glad it's okay. I may wear it occasionally. So we get
I just love that you left for the day with two main goals of seeing a Michael Jackson musical and acquiring a salmon shirt.
Those were the two goals.
At least you got one on your list.
Well, short sleeve. Don't think Ro didn't. Well, it's only short sleeve. All right, thank you, ladies.
What does Ro think of the color, like, honestly?
She thinks the shirt's okay. Yeah. She's not dazzled by the salmon. I'm fine with the pastel thing. Your suit's fine.
You know, that with your gray suit would look great.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, if you wore that under the gray suit.
I'm much more,
or
though,
even your dark blue suit. Oh, yeah. Man. Or
get a Miami Vice blue suit here. Get a white suit.
White.
Very versatile color that suit.
I'm much more disturbed by the two of you being in the khaki mode. I don't know Henry as well, Dan, but I'm surprised. I can't ever see you in khakis.
Oh, he wears khakis more than I do.
I didn't wear jeans until maybe 3 years ago.
Wow.
So I started wearing the khaki joggers recently. So they're not like actual khakis. They're like half khakis, half like athletic looking pants. And you commented, you said, oh, you're looking very athletic today. Last time I wore them. So I haven't worn them since.
The khaki, though, I'm probably going to lose on Twitter, but I am not a fan of
it. I'm going to put youtube.com/@12thandwphd. Go look at this salmon shirt and also check out the poll that we'll put up there. Are khakis, a fashion faux pas? Is that what you want to know?
Yes, I think they're a fashion faux pas. They're really.
One of the girls on the ranch says, we are absolutely besides ourselves. Dom, Dan, three girls have fainted.
What kind of ranch? Ask them what they raise. Is it beef cattle?
I want to know that, Dom.
Oregon? You'll get some kind of response. I have to send this to talkers. This is a pretty good thing, what YouTube does. It really does make the whole world part of it, though. All right.
All right, so going up on Twitter, or YouTube, I'm sorry, youtube.com/@12thandwpht. What are we putting up there? Is it fashion faux pas?
Yeah, I mean, men look much better in jeans and khakis. The khaki, I just think, it doesn't match anything. If you wear a suit jacket with
I think you can't wear a suit jacket with khakis after the age of, 22.
There you go.
That's like a frat boy thing, and after that, Tucker Carlson, you can't be.
I was going to say, it's Tucker Carlson. That's like his everyday, style.
Yes, I've been around him. He's a great guy, but I mean, the fashion is just, wow. You got millions of dollars.
What do you have against khakis? They're a common fashion statement in men.
I know.
You really limit your styles if you don't go with the khaki color.
I just think they're dull. I mean, they don't pop at all.
How do you spell faux pas? F-A-U-X?
F-A-U-X and then pa. Okay. P-A-S. Yeah. Faux pas.
Thank you.
All right. 855-839-1210. Yeah, who looks great in a khaki? Those guys in the Dockers ads.
Bringing back to the MJ, her selling that was that like a hard sell that she had to get going? Or were you like, let's do it right away?
Yeah, it's not my preference, but I know what she likes, so I put up with it. Yeah, it's fine.
Khaki's a fashion faux pas. Only 13% of the voters so far. We got a 14, 16, now 19% say yes, it's a faux pas. 80% say no, Dom.
Burn those khakis today. Come on.
They raise Arabian stallions, and then they say seriously. That's pretty cool.
Who does?
They're the people out there on the ranch.
Oh, yeah. Arabian Stallions. Right? We have to do a remote from there. Wow. All right. Hit us with that. It gave us a great side question today. Hit us with that all-time piece of clothing. That's what we're looking for here. Also, the Lake and Riley is moving forward. Traffic in downtown Chicago. There's a big mall there that almost no one is at this point, according to Fox News. They had somebody there because they're afraid they're going to be raided. This is where everybody in the world apparently is illegal. Well, those days are, you know, whatever the bishop said we played you yesterday, those days are over. We're tired of hearing this country's going to collapse if we don't have people here en masse, 20 million, illegally, particularly those that are criminals. Philadelphia, the mayor still hasn't said anything yet. Philadelphia's not going to be in the top line. It'll take weeks before they do anything here. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push #1210. It's maddening, and I know how in talk radio many times, people always say to me, whenever we do an event, whatever happened with that story, whatever happened with this, that, or the other. I'm looking at a story today. Remember that election investigation in Berks, Lancaster, Lehigh, Monroe, and York? Voter registration forms. Remember what we found out, the cheating, the stuff that was going on? Well, what's going on is there's an update. They're still looking at these fraud allegations in all those counties, at least the ones I'm looking at. The district attorneys of Lancaster, Monroe, and York, Adams, are all Republicans. They asked if they're coordinating with the attorney general. And they refused to answer. I wish they had answered. Now, Dave Sunday, we're trying to get back on the show. I will ask him about that if he's on the show. We want to see these people prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Obviously, there were fraudulent registrations. I remember that weekend before the election, people calling me on Twitter and everything else, attacking Scott Presler and saying, it's your boy. It's Scott Presler. He got caught finally. No, not even close. It's on the left. It's various organizations that are out there. We'll continue to update you. I don't know what's taking so long. They had multitudes of evidence. I'm glad that Dave Sunday's the attorney general now. This is the type of stuff that we have to put the fear of God in them. 855-839-1210. Let's go to Dave in Bensalem. This is one we should have taken off, I think. Hey, Dave, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you today? And you're 100% right. You should have taken it off.
Okay, go ahead, Dave.
Those ruby slippers Dorothy put on.
Yes, I know they went, the originals, for something around $23 million within the last 2 or 3 months. Yeah.
Yeah, weren't they stolen? They were stolen at one time, too, I think.
Yeah, they were. But, I mean, that's the asking price. If you want them, that's how much you had to pay. That's a really good one. Yeah, the ruby slippers are definitely iconic. Any on Twitter, Dan, that you like?
Pulling it up now. Let's see. I'm sure there's been a bunch of them on there. Sorry. 1 second. 40, yeah. OJ's glove.
OJ's glove. Oh, yeah, that is a great one.
Sorry, I didn't think about a big one off. Yeah, but yeah, that's a. How about Borat's quote, banana hammock?
All right.
Remember the green Speedo?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And Hassan Ben Sober says SpongeBob's square pants.
Very good.
Yeah.
SpongeBob's not wearing khakis. All right. I'd love to get
there's
you.
There's a big one on here.
Yeah.
You want to take it off?
Go ahead. It's been a while.
Well, I don't know if it's the right one. It's the puffy shirt from Seinfeld.
Ah, that's a big one.
Yeah. No, I want to be a pirate.
I'm going to take off what I was waiting for, the bikini.
Are you really taking? Oh, man. Yeah. Because Robert from Bensalem just called in. He's like, is the bikini work? And I'm like, I think we're looking for something a little more specific.
No, you can give him a broad article, too. He'll come up with another. Yeah. Oh, sorry, Robert. Yeah.
That's my fault.
It's okay. I had the little black dress, the bikini. They're all, you know, can be a broad article or could be a specific iconic one.
How about Bluto's college sweatshirt? From Animal
House. It's a little random. Yeah.
Oh, no, that's iconic. People
is
like,
it? Yeah.
Oh, that's made a comeback. Like, college kids will wear that exact same pullover. Yeah, that comeback.
All right, so there's a lot of them out there. Get in, 855-839-1210.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I think that song was number one for quite a while.
Really?
Classic era.
What a
yes.
terrible
Itsy
song.
Bitsy. It's catchy.
No, it does not go hard.
It goes hard.
No, it does not.
Sure it does.
All right, so that certainly would be iconic. Hit us with an article. Never have done this one. Article of clothing is what we're looking for. By the way, in the blur of things, President Trump, I think this was on Truth Social, has threatened Putin with massive tariffs. Now, he didn't say Ukraine by name. He said other nations involved in the Ukraine war, but threatened them with massive tariffs if there's not movement toward ceasefire peace in some way, shape, or form. So we'll see how this plays out as a tactic. I'm not even sure exactly how much it would hurt the Russians. Unless we threaten European nations with tariffs, if they still get Russian oil, Russian gas, a little bit debatable. But I think that we're seeing the first movement of Trump towards settling what's going on in Ukraine. Now, settlement is going to be incredibly difficult. You know, I don't know how much the Ukrainians would be willing to give up, how much Putin's willing to give up, because Putin back home, big trouble. What has he really won with all the death, destruction, et cetera? So it's a very difficult, but at least Trump has a leverage point, a starting point here with Putin that Putin will think, hey, this guy might do it. With Biden, there was none. This just cannot simmer that much longer. So this is a good move. Let me put it to you bluntly. Out of everything that Trump has done so far, the only fly in the ointment I have, more than just fly in the ointment, I mean, most of them are A+, is the, and I don't understand, this was easy to do. Just commute, pardon, and say, I'm not pardoning or I'm not commuting X. These people attacked cops in a manner, did other things here. They need to serve X amount of time. He's got it. He's got the case filed case by case. Be done with it that way. Does this make it go away? Still too hard to tell. In other words, this settlement, just commute, pardon. In some cases, I think it's 14 are commuted, everybody else pardoned. Does it make it go away? Does it rip the Band-Aid off? I see already, as I would have predicted in this case, one of the guys who was pardoned was arrested already a day later, gun charges. See, if you have stuff like that with some of these guys, you know what's going to happen. The media is going to be on this forever. It's not an easy thing. The better call would have been punish some, continue that case by case, pardon the rest of them. All right, let's go to Scott in Mount Laurel. Scott's in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Scott.
Hey, guys. You're absolutely right. It totally undermined a chance to be very clear that this is not revenge. It's not our side against your side. It's justice. It's doing what's right. It's judging by the facts. And now anytime a cop gets attacked and we complain about it, it's going to be, well, you pardon guys that attack cops. And that's
yeah,
it.
They're going to use that repeatedly. And I like what the FOP and the police chiefs did, Scott, though. They also said, what about Biden? They included him. Peltier, this guy that was in jail who killed two FBI agents. So that's a fair way to approach this. But they said you can't go around attacking cops.
Yeah, but see, that hurts us because we already know that the Democrats are against the cops, but now they're going to be able to muddy the waters and act like we're the same as they are, which is because of, you know, a couple pardons, which isn't true, but it was a mistake. It was a mistake. It wasn't the right thing to do, and it wasn't the politically right thing to do.
Ah, you know, that last part that you said, Scott's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. And I would say this, at times, Trump only looks at the deepest part of his base to please them, to go with that gut instinct. And politically, that's not going to be in his favor to do that.
Right. I don't think his base, I think his base would have been in favor of what you and I are saying, that, hey, people that attacked the cops, the 20 guilty people, whatever they are, yeah, they should be charged whatever the fair sentence. They shouldn't be overcharged, but charged whatever the fair sentence is. And I think we all would have been on board with that, more than we're on board with just throwing the blanket out for everybody, no matter what they did.
I think that would be the case. I think that would be minimal on the other side. I think you're exactly right.
Yeah, now that MJ show, I saw it in New York. It is a tremendous show. You really might want to go see it. It's really, really good.
All right. So, see, you're making it hard on me.
But you don't want to go see it either there, Scott.
Hey, Scott, what were the tickets in New York? What were the tickets in New York? Do you remember?
Oh, gosh, I don't remember. Probably maybe, I think it was like three or four something. We have very good seats.
Per ticket.
So I don't know why. Yeah, per ticket, yeah.
Goodness. Are you a passive Michael Jackson fan or an active Michael Jackson fan?
I like his music. I'm passive, but my wife really wanted to see it, which is always the case.
See,
with the
there
show,
you go.
Right?
Dan hasn't learned that yet. There we go.
But it was good. Yeah, Dan's still holding out. He's only been married for a couple of years.
In 30 years, my wife drags me to a Taylor Swift Broadway play. I'll remember
that. Oh, that's
this,
it. There's a line that's drawn here. Yes.
But some of the shows are awful, but this one was a really, really good show. It's worth seeing. And by the way, nothing wrong with a pair of khakis, Dom. I mean, khakis are great.
You're a guy that rocks khakis a lot, aren't you?
Oh, goodness.
I like khakis.
I wouldn't let my son play for a basketball coach wearing khakis.
What basketball coach doesn't wear khakis?
Well, that's it.
I don't wear them on the sidelines.
Oh, good. What do you wear on the sidelines? What's your uniform?
I have black pants.
There you go.
Athletic pants we going with, or are we going with the full suit?
No, I'm wearing like nice pants. We used to do full suit, but nobody does that anymore. So yeah, now I wear black pants,
Scott,
I wear shoes.
Yeah, when I was coaching 7th and 8th grade, I had the full suit on, got so mad at a call, threw my jacket on the floor and jumped up and down on it.
It's fun. That sounds like Don Nelson.
Yes.
But, you know, it's funny. I used to wear the suit, and then I got a job as an assistant. This is when I was in my mid-late 20s, and I was wearing my suit, and the other guys weren't. They finally said, hey, you look like a look bad, dressing like John Calipari every night. You know, like,
you got to stand out somehow.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Scott, what's your side? What's your fashion side here?
Oh, my side is the Wonder Woman's golden bracelets. Male or female, you can't tell me that you haven't tried to deflect something in your life where you acted like you were using the golden bracelets, the imaginary bracelets.
All right, very nice.
I ever pretended I was Wonder Woman there.
That's the one caveat.
Okay. I am not a fan either of the male, what do you call it, identification chain you put on your right wrist. It's a piece of jewelry, kind of.
Yeah.
Because it makes you, I've seen guys that wear that. I had a friend and makes you move your hand a lot. You know, you're always with a hand because of the chain there. Something about
it.
Now, the chain itself, we all know, is, I will wear that this week, is always fashionable.
You know what? JFK abided by the watch rule.
What's that?
Where you don't wear a watch in public because you never want to be seen caught looking at your watch.
That's a good idea.
I just feel very uncomfortable when I wear
I feel
a watch.
Itchy with a watch,
I
feel itchy with a wedding ring, so I don't wear either one.
No wedding ring?
No wedding ring.
I forced myself to do that. I swallowed that pill.
No, not necessary. Let's take a look at Roe in the corner of it. Come on.
Henry, you wearing one? Oh.
Not
all right.
Yet.
Oh, yes, he said.
Let's go to Al in Philly. He's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Al, thanks for the wait. Afternoon to you.
Hey, good afternoon. No, we got about a rubber wedding band. That doesn't bother you at all. I wear them.
Okay.
They're worse. They get caught on everything. I like the slickness of the metal. The rubber ones are terrible. I'm not a fan.
Oh, good. Yeah, it's true.
You got to buy the ones that fit.
How long are you married for, Al?
27 years.
Oh,
and
boy.
You know what? I would have been out of jail by now. Joking. No.
Exactly. So, in Philadelphia, you would be.
I wouldn't have served time. I knew Judge Rochette. She loved me. But anyway.
Oh, back God. To the Lisa, let him loose Lisa Rochette. Yes.
So back to the Trump parties. I'm in law enforcement 34 years, and I don't agree with everything he did. But if it was a fair prosecution on those people, then yeah. But it wasn't. And guess what? No one's serving time for assault on this now. So what's the difference?
Yeah, but on our view, I mean, to me, this is like breaking faith, Al. I always will have this. I don't care who's on the other side minimizing it. I'll always say, in this, you assault a cop. At the manner that was done here, some of this was pretty severe. Some of them severely injured around. Oh, you're talking bear spray and stuff like this.
Yeah, like I said, if they get a fair prosecution, because now you're hearing like, oh, all this evidence was tampered with, then it'd be one thing. But like, some of them are in there for 4 years. You'll never see anybody get 4 years here.
Well, but our criticism is of Krasner. And look, a fist fight with a cop is one thing. What would you say you would get, not in Philadelphia, but what should you get? Now, you're a cop. You get into a fist fight with a cop, what should you get, about a year?
Yeah, you should get assault. You should year with a long probation. Absolutely.
Okay. But if you're using a foreign object here of various sorts, one guy shocked one cop with something, I'm throwing the book at you.
And I agree. And like I said, I mean, whatever they actually legitimately have on those people, sure. But, you know, I don't know what they had on everybody because they're just still rounding people up.
Right. Well, that's the problem, Al, and I get that here. But you know what? Trump and Vance and the others had people who I think are pretty good that separated some of this out, people that actually did what we're talking about. And I think the numbers are minimal. And again, I don't know why you're doing anything at all in their favor. There's so many other people you can make the case. And I wish Trump would, this is a, speak specifically and say, look at this case. This person did almost nothing. Like the maniac that went in with the horns on and all. He's a goofball more than anything. And I think he got the book thrown at him. He deserved minimal punishment. Yeah, he went into the Senate and all that stuff, but didn't do anything like what we're talking about.
And, you know, Logan, there's only one person who got killed there, and no one knows who killed her.
Well, we know it was Byrd, and Byrd has gotten the lieutenant. We know that he was pardoned by Biden as part of the J6 stuff. I understand all these other factors make us very skeptical of what happened here. But I do believe that there were people it's justified to keep in jail for 5 years or so, at least.
And some have been. You know, if they would do a case by case, but, you know, he did what he did and you got to live with it. And, you know, I know he actually he supports us, so.
Well, I think that's absolutely true. Al, do you have a fashion, something iconic?
I don't know about so much fashion, but iconic, I would say Curt Schilling's bloody sock in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, that's a good one. It is in the Hall. You know, that opens up the sports stuff. That's really good. Yeah, the bloody sock. He gets criticized. He was a drama queen and all that. You know, I'm looking, and Henry, don't go too wild here, but I just have to make the let's not go into the sport part of it as much as the general part. I see the Hall of Fame stuff here today. I saw Billy Wagner pitch. He threw 100 miles an hour and all that stuff. Not a Hall of Famer. The former Yankee pitcher, not a Hall of Famer. Ichiro, a Hall of Famer. But I get it that Curt Schilling, and even though I agree with him on many things, can be obnoxious. I've had him on. He belongs in the Hall of Fame. He's a Hall of Famer. I mean, by definition of what he did, based on modern statistics. And then when you have something like the bloody sock, even though dramatic, the thing you ought to ask yourself, who do you want to give the ball to in a big game? That's the eye test. That's what I look at. I'm giving a ball to Schilling in a big game. He's going to die out there before he lets the team down. You agree?
Yeah, I agree with that. But I do think CC Sabathia is someone that should.
Oh, my God. The standards are being lowered. What's his biggest claim to fame? I know you're looking up his stats.
I'm looking up right now. I mean, Cy Young winner, six-time All-Star, which is the same amount as Curt Schilling, World Series champion, ALCS MVP.
Right.
I think, well, he was the guy for those Yankees teams in the, you know, the late aughts, early 2010s that you would give the ball to. Like, we need a win tonight. CeCe,
true.
You're on the mound.
I just am against him. He's out of shape and had a shortened career.
Oh, well, out of shape.
That's what I...
Short. Yeah. Let's see. How long did CeCe play?
10 years, 12 years?
19 years.
He did?
2001 to 2019.
How many wins?
251.
Oh, I didn't know he had that many wins. Yeah. Sorry, 251 in modern statistics. Sorry,
that's good enough. Yeah,
yeah.
But I'm with you on like Wagner. Like,
yeah, yeah. And Schilling belongs in the Hall of Fame. He's probably never going to get in. They would put the steroid people in before him. And he has said obnoxious stuff. But still, is that the criteria? Apparently, with these writers, it is. How many votes did Schilling get? Do you know?
Oh, I have to look into that.
Okay, we'll look into it. Yeah, I did see him. All right, here is Billy Wagner, former Philly, but he must have played for 10 teams. And I get it, Dan. You know, you like to see, you know what this tells you? That it speaks well of you if you make the Hall of Fame and you break down. It's not about money with somebody. I mean, when you have $10 million, $20 million, it's easy to say that. Why do you still want to be in the Hall of Fame? Because it's immortal. You're among the best. The half of 1% or 0.01% that ever played. Here's Billy Wagner when he was told he's in the Hall of Fame.
YouTube.com/@12NWPHT to see the video.
Hello? We've got a Latin phrase, sui generis.
This is him.
One of a kind, uniqueness. Here's a look at what made Ichiro, Ichiro.
You can see his face turning red now. He just put his hand to his forehead. That's him sobbing.
Wow.
Lost for word, it seems.
Yeah, I get that. It is nice to see a guy go.
Thank you.
Giving somebody a hug, is that a
yeah, it's son, I think. Yeah, son? Yeah. We do have the Radio Broadcasters Hall of Fame.
Yeah, know, did you sob like that when you were?
Well, I'm not in that one. I'm in the local one, and I'm in the South Philly Italian one. But that would be a goal.
You're
someday.
In the Italian Hall of Fame, right?
Oh yeah,
of course. Get it all. Don't miss any of it.
You get a nice jacket for that.
I'm not wearing khakis. I'll tell you that to that ceremony.
Do they play the tarantella? And they?
They definitely should be playing that. Yeah. All right, phone lines. A lot of folks want to get
Real
in.
Real quick.
Yes.
Schilling lost eligibility on the ballot after the 2022 year.
So he can only be put in by the veterans.
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct. But he came up just short with 58.6% right. of the vote when you need 75%.
Right.
Which is pretty good.
I just think, you know, even three in 1 year, when you put too many people into the Hall of Fame, it becomes, to me, what's the point?
Yeah. Looking at some of these, I can't believe some of these guys got left out.
Yeah.
Like a Carlos Beltran or an Andrew Jones.
Well, in Beltran, there's the cheating part.
Right, the
Astros. That's
you're going to have a hell of a story on that one.
And I don't know Andrew Jones. I'd have to think about. All right. Yeah, when the Hall of Fame comes down every year, no showing in there. It's, well, it can't be now. It's veterans. 855-839-1210, though. We are coming to you. I'm watching the Lake and Riley vote because I'm still predicting these three women from the sub. What is wrong with Philly sub? Everybody else is going to vote for it. It's passed overwhelmingly in the Senate, yet we still have this problem. It's the first Trump legislative win, though, that's big. And it's happening sometime pretty soon. 855-839-1210. All right, welcome in, everyone. Dom Giordano Show in the middle of big door repairs here. Dan, apparently a lot of people have trouble with that door. I thought it was part of the fitness test here.
Yeah, what's going on over there?
Yeah. I saw some strange device, colorations.
Tell him to hop on the air real quick. What's going on?
Yeah, what's... Hop on the air, Chris. He says we're
Chris,
ready to get it at the.
Put the microphone on.
The great god of engineering.
Why are you in the studio?
Yeah, why we bring the top flight engineers here, Chris, into the studio?
Well, the doors, because they're so tall, have a tendency to shift.
Right.
And
what's that laser gun in your
laser
eyes?
That's a laser level.
Wait a minute. That's not allowed in my studio.
Both Dom and
out.
I are so confused by a laser
it's
level.
Okay. Yes. It won't hurt you. I promise.
It's sad
that
we're both so confused by a laser
it's certifiable.
Level.
Okay. And what's going to be happening here?
Or maybe I'm certifiable. They're gonna check the plumb of the door, and then they'll make adjustments, and they'll lube the hinges. Or possibly replace them. And then
that's a lot of technical talk. And plums and
deluving. Plums, lubes, yes. Lubing and all that. The door will be easy to open once again.
That takes all the fun out of it.
We don't want to discriminate against weak people, you know. even though it's a new regime, you know.
It's really hard to get that thing open. Like, I'm a 6'8 individual.
Is that a class?
You just have to get into a stance and push to get in.
You do.
They're going out. Yeah, you do have to pull pretty hard.
Why don't you show us on YouTube with the stance?
Yeah, yeah. No, those ladies on the ranch in Oregon might get all, you know, mess up with the cattle there.
Don't talk bad about the ladies on the ranch. Love those folks.
I'm still worried about the ladies.
I can tell by looking at you.
No, it's fine. It's not pointed at you. It's pointed away.
Okay.
It's not for you. Dumb. It's not all a defense item.
Watch out, Dom. Watch out.
All right, all that on you. See what you're missing if you're not seeing this on YouTube, what we go through here.
I'm telling you, get away from me.
Yeah, exactly. Get that laser away from us. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210, and we'll get you on board. Let's go to Robert in Ben Salem. Sorry, we took his answer here. Hey, Robert, welcome in.
Hey, Dom, Dan, how you guys doing today?
Good.
Before I get to the answer, I just had a minor disagreement on a January 6th. Now, in general, I admire your stance, okay, because it's consistent and it's what we're about. And I would remind you that 38 minutes into this riot, Trump tweeted out telling the people to cease and desist and reminding them that we respect law enforcement. Unfortunately, this particular law enforcement agency was controlled by Pelosi. And when I see cops, even if they overly mishandle a protester during the Summer of Love, they were subject to the full force of the law. And we've seen many cases where cops, like the lady who, the female cop who shot the guy, thought she was using the taser.
Yes.
And they dragged it out, and she went through hell for a couple of years. And in the end, I believe she was acquitted. But the guy who shot Ashley Babbitt, Bird, was given a $36,000 bonus, and he was given a year off with pay. Three of the other officers were given $8,500 bonuses, and they were given 4 months off with pay. And it should be noted that three of these Capitol Police officers committed suicide in the weeks after the January 6th problem. And that was never talked about. That was never looked into. And that's what gets people angry, is the double-sided treatment of, well, this guy did something we like, so we're going to reward him. And this person, even though they were acting properly, did something we don't like, so we're going to put
them through. So, Robert, let me interrupt, because you put a lot out there. So are we saying, I guess the argument, I'm not sure if you're making it, this one event in this bubble of this event, no harm, no foul, and we just forgive everybody in this?
Well, no. I think that you have, generally speaking, you have it exactly right. There are a few that did deserve some jail time. But, Dom, these people weren't given bail. They weren't allowed to go home to wait for trial. They sat in that D.C. jail like they were already convicted for several years, some of them on misdemeanors. Now, again, that doesn't eradicate your point. All I'm saying is there are reasons that people are looking at this with anger in their eyes.
All right, and here's my charge. Clearly. Here's my charge here, Robert. The only problem I have with Trump and all this, he doesn't get often drilling down into the details like you and I might on this. And if he did, he could have clearly said and made a big point that would have been great. I am forgiving these people. I read this stuff, you know, not every case. And it's obvious to me, misdemeanor, overcharge, brutal in the jail. But here are the ones I'm leaving out, because I think if you attack cops in this manner, egg that on and all that, there's going to be pretty severe punishment. I would have loved that. It would have shown that he actually engaged with this. I don't think he engaged enough on this. And I realize how busy, the stress, et cetera. But you know what? If you're going to make a stance on something this big, I think you got to have great advisors, and they shouldn't have fear, and they ought to say, Mr. President, I don't think you can commute these guys.
And you just want him to do it in a button-down fashion, and that makes sense. And your broader point is on point. I'm not disagreeing with that. It's just that there are things here that made me angry, and I'm sure make a lot of people angry, and that could jade the whole way you look at all of this, especially if you think that it might have been partially contrived on their part, you know?
Right. Well, I don't want us to be jaded. People on Twitter and all that they're basically saying, well, the whole system's corrupt in Washington, D.C., so nobody ought to be convicted of anything. I mean, you know where this ends. It ends with, we just don't have any faith in any of this, or we don't feel we can figure out a way to maneuver within this system.
Well, before I finish, Scott made a great point in that they wanted to try to tar the right with the same things that we know they do. And I would submit that's been done all along. The persecutions of Trump were to cover the crimes of Hillary and Joe Biden and muddy the waters so that they could say, well, you guys did too. Scott was right on point with that.
And I understand for Trump feeling persecuted through all this, and rightfully so, given the ridiculousness of this as these cases have played out, that he has that kind of feeling. But you know what? Not the same thing as attacking a cop with bear spray or this nerve device or something. Even if you've been through the ringer yourself, you can lean a little bit on this, but you can't just commute.
Well, I agree. I think that you can be angry at what happened, but that you shouldn't lose sight of what's right in the end.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think in that end, you're correct. I'm going to change my answer to the side question because Henry tells me there was a similar one on there. And I'm going to go with the Lone Ranger's mask.
Ah, yes.
You
that is a brilliant
one. Mask off that old Lone Ranger, Dom. You guys have a great day, all right?
All right, thank you. Thanks, Robert. The Lone Ranger's mask. I took the bikini off the little black dress. I wonder what the ladies in the Argan Ranch, what item would they probably...
things have turned very weird, Dom.
Yeah.
Very weird.
You can't even say,
well,
huh?
Well, no, one of them says, we love the shirt. We are still catching our breath. But then... things took a strange turn here, Dom, where they say now we want to crawl in that shirt with you. So,
oh my God,
yeah,
I think we're being trolled here. Just to send that to Henry's desk of all the admirers.
Yeah, no, thanks.
Yeah,
yeah. No, I have word from fellow producers that this is a regular occurrence from the ladies down on the ranch.
On
other shows.
Oh, on other
I
shows.
I have great legs, though. Just remember.
There you go.
My wife.
All right. 855-839-1210. You get on board. Dom's Money Melody a little bit later. Jump in. Hit us with that iconic article of clothing. Waiting for this Lake and Riley vote to happen sometimes today. First big win for Trump's agenda on the border, etc. And it's pretty simple, but it also makes a point that America has had it with what progressives have done, except in Delaware, Montgomery, and Chester counties. All that on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Dom G or Dan O's show. Welcome in. 855-839-1210. One other item. A lot of money, at least on paper, coming to the United States, the number $500 billion thrown around, all good for AI infrastructure. But the idea, I'm still in the camp. You know, I saw Dr. Mark Siegel on Fox today talking about the wonders of AI in medicine. I'm not on board with that. I just see them relying on this too much. They had a guy talking about vaccine against cancer if you have a predisposition. Not seeing this going the way, and I am worried about AI. You know, we can put guardrails in. I want to see that. You know, it's not just scientific craziness to realize that something could happen here that could trigger any number of things.
This is frightening to me. I hate
yes,
this aspect.
Exactly.
Just only a couple days in to have this kind of AI announcement, because yes, I've been saying for the longest time that we as conservatives, we need to discuss AI and we need to approach it in a fact that it's going to become a fact of life, but we need to get ahead of how we're going to handle that as it enters into society. And now if you have this kind of investment in government coming from AI leaders,
right,
that means that they have a monetary stake in how these policies are decided. Those that write the AI script are now those who are going to be writing the laws around AI, and I cannot support that.
Yeah, and the reason they are is the money, plus Congress has proven they're not skilled when it comes to anything like this, of any kind of internet-related, anything even remotely like that. You can tell by the questioning, we still haven't done well on tightening that up. This is dangerous stuff. And if they just say untrammeled, yeah, what's the worst that could happen? You don't have to be looking at Terminator to see them gain. But the thing we see already with AI is people relying on it and how off the mark it is, how just it can't calculate like human beings. On a lesser scale, it's the same thing with the driverless car. It's ridiculous. It's not progress. It's frightening, potentially. All right, let's go to Leslie in Bryn Mawr. Hey, Leslie, we missed you. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
I'm sorry I missed Monday, but I really wanted to be able to watch every moment that was happening. And I was bummed when you guys got kicked off YouTube. What happened?
There was some ipso facto
happened there.
What was it, copyright?
And something like that.
Yeah, I thought Linda Kearns did something on that, but I may be wrong. So, yeah, but it was a great day, Leslie. Yeah. What do you have today?
Yeah. So I have to agree with Robert and the other. I think he said he was a police officer. Chase, I think what happened was Trump probably was going to commute the sentences?
Commute.
Commute some of those sentences on the J6ers. But after what Biden had pulled that morning, I think he just was like, you know what? It just angered him so much that he just went, all J6ers pardoned. Although, like I think you mentioned earlier, there were 14 or so that I think didn't get the full pardon.
Right. They got commuted. Now, that indicates that even as generous as this is, he sees the seriousness of that. And Leslie, you can get angry. You know, he's mad at Biden and all that. But politically, the better play here is to single out some of these individuals specifically and then to contrast them with the others who did little or nothing wrong.
But like many have mentioned, those people have been in jail for some time.
Yes, but you attack a cop with this one device, the nerve thing that the one guy did. You're going to be in there. That's attempted murder, potentially.
Well, I guess. But maybe that's one of the sentences that, you know, didn't get the full pardon.
Right. But I maintain they still should have stayed in jail longer. They should be singled out. It's a relatively small number. I'm saying 14, maybe 20 out of 1,500, 1,600. And then make your case how wrong it was specifically. You know, Trump's got to have his people prepare it then. Talk specifically, tell the American public, they don't know, they don't listen to talk radio necessarily, what was done to some of these people. There are egregious cases here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the most egregious was Byrd, who never even had a trial, for goodness sake.
And the FBI informants who weren't even on duty that day, now that's going to be Kash Patel when that comes out. And either egged this on or committed acts himself and were never charged with them. Yeah.
Right. Well, Ray Epps is the shining example there.
Yeah.
So, you know, I hope he wasn't considered pardoned. It's all very confusing. And I do think there probably are some exceptions that we just don't know about. And it'll come out in a couple of weeks that those that did commit the more serious crimes are now subject to a fine or probation or, you know, some additional.
Well, I would say button it up, put it out right away. That's the best way to go. What's your article of clothing?
I have to go with the seersucker suit, which is not easy to say. And Atticus Finch is the one that really put the blue seersucker suit on the map.
Thank you. That scene in the film, Stand Up, Your Dad's Walking By, when he comes out of the courtroom, Gregory Peck.
You won't convince me that's not an insult.
The seersucker suit?
Yeah, just a seersucker.
No, it is.
I can't even say it. It's bad. Yeah.
Well, at least he wasn't wearing khakis.
It is a nice color suit. Another pastel.
I mean, would you wear khakis when you're being sworn in as president? Why not? Khakis always look great. I just said the khaki thing here.
I don't think it's bad.
No, that'd be bad.
We have a defender of khakis, the Earl of Tacony, who I think wears them a good bit.
Earl of Tacakis.
Earl of Tacakis coming up. And your calls in Dom's Money Melody. Here's how you get in. 855-839-1210. That will get you on board. You know, I have a question for all empty nesters or soon-to-be empty nesters out there. Are you wondering if this is your year to downsize? Maybe you want to know the latest trends in the real estate market that will impact how fast your home will sell. Or maybe you want to know how the new administration's policies will affect the value of your home with the decrease in regulations and cutting of taxes. There's a lot to be thinking about. Let my friend Diane Cardano from Cardano Realtors answer all those questions for you at her next breakfast event for future home sellers on Saturday morning, February 1st. It's at the Hilton Garden Inn in Fort Washington. Diane unlocks the secrets to outshine the competition, boost your bottom line, take control of your equity, and sell fast, smarter, and for more. Now, I'll be there. It's quite an event with a great breakfast. I'll meet you as you come in. Then we'll hear Diane lay all this out. Plus, she'll be signing copies of her new book, Model Home Mindset. RSVP now. All you have to do, it's free, is call 215-576-8666 or online. Just go to 215-576-8666.com.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.